Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Femdom Lust, and on this episode we're going to be talking about sissification. And this is going to be one of my sissy's favorite episodes to record, I think, because he is a sissy and he can't wait to explain to you guys exactly what a sissy is, what a sissy does on the daily, and the stuff that he is into. And he will also show you guys and tell you guys how to be a better sissy for your mistress.
Okay, so as you guys know, I serve Mistress M, and I'm her sissy. We live together, we do a full-time relationship, we try to do this as much as we can. You know, life gets in the way, but we do the best we can. And so what I'm going to tell you is what I think a sissy is, and what my experiences are, and what I, that's all I know. You know, I can't speak off anyone else's definition of a sissy. Anyone can look it up online. So for me, being a sissy means that I submit to Mistress M that she's in charge. It's a female-led relationship. You know, people have heard of that term, where she's in charge. I have to do what she says. It's no longer I wear the pants. And you know, as we talked about contracts and all that stuff, everyone's gonna have their own arrangements. But so what I just want to do is submit, obey, listen, and let her instruct me and make me a better sissy. And the more I get into that role, the more better I get and become a better sissy overall. And obviously, everyone knows sissies have certain attire that they wear, like chastity cage must be on. I mean, I don't think there's many sissies out there who don't wear a chastity cage, because in my opinion, sissies don't really have penises. You know, they got little clits, and they should be locked up like mine is. And Mistress, you know, doesn't really have much use for a little clit, so we have toys for that. You know, we might get into that later. But so I always wear chastity cage, I always wear panties, I wear bras, you know, camis, I wear dresses. Obviously, those items you cannot wear all the time. You know, you can wear the undergarments, you know, you might be able to get away with that, maybe not a bra, you know, but the other stuff is on at all times, and that helps me keep my role. I mean, it really does, because if I don't dress, I kind of slip away. And even if with the chastity cage is always on, but when I wear the extra stuff, it just makes me feel more in tune to the role. And I feel if I'm better in tune to the role, I'm going to be a better sissy for Mistress, and she's going to be happier in the long run. And yeah, so, but back to about like what sissies like what I like. I like to be feminized. I like to wear the clothes. I've worn makeup and stuff, but not really dove much into it. I don't really know how to do it myself.
I've done his makeup for him and painted his toenails for him and stuff like that.
Like, my toenails are painted. They're painted the whole 24/7, and I do paint Mistress' toenails. I actually did last night, and yeah,
you don't really let people see your toenails though, because you normally have shoes on. You don't. It's not something like you want people to see. It's more to yourself.
Yeah. So when I'm at home, you know, I'm walking around barefoot. Mistress can see it. No big deal, right? But yeah. So I like to wear the clothes. I like to, you know, you could even do chores. You know, you can do, I don't know. It just makes me feel I'm more into the role, and then I get off on it, obviously, or I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff. And yeah.
Basically, a sissy is almost like a regular submissive or sub, but there's the added factor of you like to dress and kind of like act feminine, essentially. You know, you do the same stuff a regular sub would do or like a slave would do, but you also like to dress up while doing it.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not passable. I'm never going to probably be passable. I'm a bigger guy. But I don't care, you know. I have, actually, just speaking of, I bought these little silicone boobs that you can kind of glue to your chest. And I had them, I actually just got them in the mail the other day, and I put them on the first time last night. And it was amazing. Like, I actually had boobs, you know, that I felt like weight in the bra. And that was, like, amazing, and I loved it. And, you know, I wish, you know, obviously I wish I could have boobs while I'm in the house, and then when I leave and go into the real world, they can just, like, magically come off. But obviously, that's not realistic, right? I don't want to do hormones. I don't want to mess my body up, because you can't just, like, turn that off, you know? If you could do that, sure. But you can, and everyone knows that. And, you know, surgery, all that stuff, you can't reverse it. You know, it's just, I don't want to mess that up. Because, you know, I am a man. Like, to the rest of the world, I'm a man's man, right? But to mistress, I'm a sissy little bitch. So, and I love it. And I love that she accepts me. And at first, she wasn't into the sissy thing, you know, as you've heard in other videos. But she's grown more to like it. And even last night with the little boobies, she liked them. So,
yeah, it was definitely interesting to feel them on you. Because to me, like, it felt, I mean, obviously they don't feel like real, but it was like, I've never really like just grabbed another boob before. So it was definitely interesting to get the chance to do that. And like, they were, you know, you glued them to you, so they were on you, and it just felt weird. And the nipples on them were actually like pretty cool. I don't know, I really liked that part. And I was like kind of just like, you know, toying with them, rubbing them, and I was like, man, I really wish this was your actual nipple, because it would be fun.
I know.
As like, as
I could suck on it.
Yeah, like as a female, I mean, a lot of females say this, like, you know, your boobs are so sensitive, and it's one of my favorite parts to like play with and like get pleasure from. So I just wanted you to be able to experience the same thing. But it was really interesting. And you already have like a big chest anyways, like really muscular chest, so like you could fill out a bra with just like your muscle, I guess,
but it's not the same.
Yeah, like, so that was like the added factor.
It was like awesome. I felt, and wearing no bra with just a cami, I felt like I had like, you know, my boobies were like hanging. It was so cool. I mean, it was so real. It really was. And I love it, you know. Like, I don't know why I am into this so much. I don't understand it. As a little kid, I dove into cross-dressing, and I realized it gave me some kind of sexual satisfaction. And I don't know why, but it does. I just don't get it. Like, I don't want to be a woman, but I love dressing like one, and I love being with a woman. So, yeah. Whatever that is.
If you could, like, if somebody came to you and asked you, how do I start becoming a sissy, what would you say to them?
I would ask them a couple questions like this. Do you like women? Do you like men? Because, I mean, the man, I mean, I don't, I mean, I think there's male sissies that serve men, but I really don't know a whole much about it. But I don't know, like, it's hard to say, because it's, you gotta, like, you're kind of giving up your manhood, you know, because as a sissy, you're, it depends on what your mistress allows you to do, but maybe here and there, but more times than not, you're gonna wear a chastity cage. You're not gonna be able to ejaculate or masturbate when you want. You're going to give up all that rights. Pretty much your penis becomes useless. You're probably going to dove into anal. You're going to dome into other kind of pleasures that a sissy should get used to, because that's the lifestyle. But
also things like milking as well.
Yes, yes, mistress. Like, I'm locked 24/7, and I usually get milked once a month. And there's two reasons, you know. It's degrading... emasculating kind of thing. That's what it makes me feel. It's like, wow, I can't even like orgasm or even come like a regular man. I gotta be milked through my anus and leak through the cage, you know. And then obviously the cum is collected in a little Tupperware, and I gotta eat it, you know. I mean, it's like the top line of sissyhood, I think.
Or if you were into cuckolding as well, you would have to clean up
your mistress's, yeah, vagina, you know, after a bull did his work, you know. And, or, I mean, it's just...
Or you could also, like, suck him off as well, and it's just little things like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fluffing, I think. It's called fluffing the pillow or whatever, and then there's cleanup crew. So fluffing is where a sissy is a cuckold, and the mistress wants a real man, real dick, and you have a chastity cage on, so you don't really have a dick anymore. It's more like a clit. And you have to get the bowl ready for the mistress, and the mistress does her thing, and you watch, or you go in another room, or you're whatever you are. And then when they're done, you come in, and you got to clean the cum out of your mistress's vagina. And yeah, and that's probably the upper levels of a real sissy role. I mean, how much lower can you get? you are literally, yeah, I mean, that it's crazy.
So if somebody was to ask you, what's the difference between being a sissy and like being transgender, what would you tell them?
I think being transgender, so I said before, I'm a man, I love dressing, I love acting, I love doing all that stuff, but I don't want to be a woman full time. Like, it's just bedroom, between me and you, mistress, on the side, you know, fun. Like, transgender, they actually want to live the life, so male to female, female to male, 100%, and they don't identify of being the sex that maybe their physical body represents. So, like, I identify being a man. I'm a sissy, but I'm still a man, and I don't want my penis cut off. You know, it could be locked up. No big deal. That's okay. Honestly, if you had to cut off, I mean, being locked up is another part of why it's, like, fun. You know, if you didn't even have it, there's a whole part of this sissy aspect you lose. So transgenders, you know, I know they got all different levels. They don't always get the full final surgery, but most of them would admit that they are no longer that sex that they were born. You know, they never were or whatnot, right? So I don't want to be a woman full time. I just want to do it for fun on the side in the bedroom and with our little lifestyle we do.
What's one thing that a sissy would do that you haven't done yet that you really want to try?
Well, mistress, as your sissy, we haven't tried this. I know we attempted, but we didn't go through with it, but I really would love try a cuckold session or whatever you want to call it, a date where I want. So I know there's all different levels of cuckolding where, you know, he's not involved, he's involved, or he knows about it. You know, I find that I would want to be involved, you know, because if it's a one-time thing, obviously it's no fun if you're not involved, right? Or you just want to see what it's about. What if you don't even like it, you know? I mean, I've never tried it all the way, so maybe I don't even want to do it, you know? But you don't know if you don't try it. But I would love if we had a bull that was a good guy. He was not a scumbag. He was honorable. He knew the role. He knew the rules. He knew everything. He's, you know, he's attractive, not nastiness, but he knew the situation. He was okay with me being there and me, you know, participating. Either, you know, that's what I would love to try. Who knows? You never know, right? But I just couldn't imagine being dressed, of course, locked, and just being lowered to the level where I'm not good enough to please mistress in a way a real man does, and I just accept my role, and I don't know, it just makes me, it's crazy sounding, and yeah, that something about it just is amazing. So mistress, yeah, cuckolding is probably the top one. Now, other things, let's see, I'd like to get maybe a tattoo. I don't have a tattoo of ownership.
Oh, that's a good one.
That would be cool. I know mistress and I talked about that, you know, like a tattoo by the, maybe right above the cage that says property of mistress M or something like that. You know, make it girly too, because, you know, of course, you know, I'm a sissy, so it has to be feminine. But, yeah, I mean, on FetLife, you know, that website we talked about, I've seen other sissies, they have like tattoos, and it's like really, really cool. Now, that would be kind of, I mean, I'd be a little shy and embarrassing going into the tattoo shop. I'd want to go to a tattoo shop that's not in my area, you know, a little bit further away. And yeah, that would be a little hard, but you know, getting my the PA piercing done was hard too, but I know mistress would be there with me and we'd get it done, and at the end of the day, it's for her, it's for me, and it's just something that we both would enjoy.
If you're into humiliation, I guess that would be something for you to do, right?
Yes, mistress, you're right.
Go there with your mistress and have property of yada yada.
Yeah, because you're going to have your cage on too, and odds are, and panties, odds are, you know, when you pull down your pant, you're going to see probably the top of the panties and maybe even a cage. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it is going to be humiliating, but I'm sure you're not the first one that the tattoo shop has done, because as you know, this is more and more popular. Actually, I've been reading.
Or what if you have, like, your general checkup where they check down there to, like, you know, make sure.
Like a doctor?
Yeah, with the cage on that.
Yeah, I haven't had that done yet.
That would be pretty crazy.
Yeah, so what? That would be a big one. Like, that'd be huge. Or going to the airport, you know, because I wear a metal cage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually ran into that problem. We were going into a concert with the metal detector, and you, like, were freaking out.
Yeah, this is when I first started wearing it. This is the point where I wore it no more than a month, maybe, in length. And, yeah, I was freaking out. I was scared. Because in a metal detector...
How do you explain that? And then they put that thing over you.
Yeah.
And it's like, boop, 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 right by your penis. Yeah. You're like,
Because they do have plastic cages. I mean, I think maybe... You could switch to a plastic cage or something, maybe if you're
but
going...
what about the locking mechanism? Is that metal?
I don't know. Maybe you just got to tell the people, hey, this is what I got. I mean, if you're going to be there with me, mistress, I mean, we just got to wing it. I was more worried about our friends, the people we were with.
Oh, yeah, because you're in line with them.
That's what I was more worried about.
So they're going to be like,
how you
what?
Explain this, you know? How do you explain it? Like, what's going on? What does he have? Why does he have metal around his penis area? Like, you know what I mean? Now, if it's just me and her, I don't know anybody in line. Yeah. But, yeah, so stuff like that is just being a sissy. You wear this cage, like, long term. You know, everyone wears it differently. But it's a constant reminder that it's always on. I feel it all the time. I get horny, it throbs, and the penis or clit can't even get big enough to do nothing. And you can't relieve yourself. So what do you do? What's the next best thing? You want to please your mistress because it's getting to the point where, you know, that's when she feels good, I feel good. When she can't get her climax, I don't feel good. I feel like a failure. And it's happened, you know, here and there. I mean, I've gotten a lot better with my fingers, for sure, you know, because I can't use, you know, my worthless penis. But, so I've been a lot better, as mistress would probably agree. But, you know, sometimes things happen and I feel like a failure when I can't do the few things I'm allowed to do, you know what I mean? So.
What is the worst part about being a sissy?
Worst part is not being able to say no, or like you forget your role, your place.
Yeah, but that's more like just sub in general, like specifically sissy stuff. What is like the worst part about it? Like if anyone was like thinking about becoming a sissy and they wanted to know the pros and cons, what would be some of the cons?
Well, see, I love wearing the clothes of a woman. You know, they're sexy, beautiful. Love how they feel. But, you know, I am still a masculine man. It's strange. I know. It's weird. Sometimes I feel not as strong when I'm wearing these clothes. Like, I look down, I'm like, man, I look like a wimp. But I still have this sense where I'm strong. Because in my past, you know, I've done things a lot of, you would say, is more of an alpha male thing. My previous jobs. But, yeah, I feel like sometimes it's a mind fuck, you know? But that also is kind of like a turn on, too, because it changes you, you know? It's like, it's huge. It's a big deal.
Are there ever days where you regret, like, being a sissy?
Mistress, no, because when I was in regular relationships, it was boring. I mean, this is... You get the best of the best because, you know, you have a regular relationship because we're in a relationship together. It's a regular relationship. You know, we all do the same things everyone else does. But then we have this other side to it that's just, like, amazing and
like
it's just thrilling.
Like when we go to shop for panties together?
Yes. Yes, mistress. Like, so, you know, panties, you know, 10 for 35, right? Everyone knows that deal if any ladies listening. Pink. We go to Pink together all the time. She gets... picks out her five, I pick out my five.
Yeah, but we act like they're all for me, though.
Yes.
I mean, he's still really in there and, like, just digging through these bins. And sometimes I'm like, well, you chill out, like, you know. But nobody's really looking at you or will make, like, hints, like, oh, you know, do you like these on me? Or, like, something like that, just so...
Yeah, Because,
we're not really into, like, the public humiliation.
Yeah, I don't want the whole world to know.
But he still kind of secretively likes it because you still kind of think, like, oh, people are looking at me funny or people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's certain types of panties that I really love, you know. Like thongs. I love thongs. They hold the cage up real well. Now, here's another little pointer for people who wear chastity cages or want to get into it. If you're not into wearing thongs and stuff, okay, but when I wear regular boxers or whenever, or boxer briefs with a cage, I don't know, it doesn't fit as right. With the panties, with a thong, it holds it up. It kind of like supports it better. Because, you know, my cage is metal. It's actually pretty heavy. So, well, it's heavier than a plastic one, as you could imagine. So it supports it better and it feels better and it kind of keeps it in place better. And I've really loved that. And when I don't wear the certain thongs that Pink has, it just doesn't work because I've tried all the types of underwear from them. The thongs are the best ones and it just holds it upright. I love it. Yep.
Another con that I would say that you have is probably when you go out, you're self-conscious that people can see your panty line.
Yes, mistress, that is true. So when I'm wearing jeans, there's no way they can see it. But if I'm wearing like shorts or like athletic like pants, you can see a line if you don't know I got anything on, you're probably never gonna notice. But if you know I'm wearing something, I'm sure you can look down there and you might see a line. But technically, they make male thongs, so, I mean, it's nothing extreme. You could just be wearing thongs. I mean, some guys wear them, right?
Yeah, like, it's not that big of a deal if we're going out and just, like, the general public. But if we're, like, by people we know, I feel like you're definitely more self-conscious and, like, make an effort to hide it because you just don't want them to, like, think anything's weird. But then again, they're not really looking at you.
Yeah, mistress, I agree. But I do like, you know, like sometimes a thong kind of like goes into your butt and kind of pulls the shorts in. So it looks like the shorts are being eaten by your butt. And that's usually, whenever you see that, that's usually because someone's wearing a thong from my experience. And I try to like pull it out whenever I get up or I'm really cautious of bending over. I don't bend over like a regular person. I kind of like squat more with I bend my knees more. Because I don't want my, you know, a whale tail to show, right?
Yeah, there'll be times where you'll bend over and you're like, can you see my thong? I'm like, no.
Yes, mistress. Yeah, so, I mean, that is another a con that I would agree.
I think you're just more self-conscious. Like, if you don't give a shit and you don't care if people see, like, you're fine. But I feel like that's definitely a con. Like, you're just, like in your head. More and you're like, do people know? Do people know I'm wearing cage? Do people know I'm wearing panties? Do people, or especially like, you know, there's been plenty of times where you've wanted to wear like a bra out and you'll do it under baggy hoodies, but you won't do it in a regular shirt because you're conscious of like, you know, people seeing like you're a little bit padded or you have the strap lines or the just stuff like that. So you can't fully live it like you want to. There's a little bit of restriction
there. That's true, mistress. Yeah, wearing a bra is tough because, as you know, the straps, the form it makes, the little adjustment, little things on the back of the back straps, it sucks. You know, wintertime is nice because, you know, we live up north where you're wearing a Carhartt, you're wearing a hoodie, I can get away with it, you know. But summertime with just a t-shirt on, no way. I'm not brave enough for that. You know, I mean, it's just, if I had a hoodie over it, maybe, but it sucks, you know, because when I'm home, I wear the bra, I put it on, I get home from work, I get dressed, and I feel right, you know. I just feel, I love it, you know, it's comfortable to me, even though women out there probably say, oh, they can't hate their bra, right? Can't wait to take it off, but I enjoy it, and I love it, and now I have these fake boobies I can put on, too, with it. It's just another plus.
How much did those cost you, by the way?
Those boobs I got on Amazon, they were $40. They're a C cup. And that's how I went off of.
And what type of, what is it called that you use to, like, glue them to you?
So, yeah, when I went on Amazon, I looked for, like, prosthetic breast molds or whatever. And that popped up. It was a two-day shipping kind of thing. But then it recommended, because you could just put that, like, cutlet or whatever it's called into a bra.
It's not a cutlet, but it looks like a chicken cutlet to me.
But, yeah, you can just throw it in the bra, and it'll give you the weight, but when you put the glue, it's like a medical glue where you can attach it to your skin. Because, you know, cross-dressers, like drag queens, they wear this stuff. That's where, I guess, it comes from. Or even if a woman had a mastectomy, you know, she lost her breast. So that it's actually a pretty good quality stuff. And it's strong glue. Like, we put it on last night, and I slept all night with it. And I, taking it off, it was a little painful taking it off. But not, I mean, it's like a little pinch because you have to peel it off, right? And then you can use rubbing alcohol and mineral oil. It helps get the glue, the residue. And then you kind of like roll it motion. And I took a shower. It didn't come off that bad. But I love it. It just added the bra experience because I felt like I had real boobs for once. Because I never had that. You know, as guys, you know, you're not really going to have that.
Yeah, this was like the first step, I think. Like, next step, like you said, you wanted to try, like, there's ones that the drag queens wear that go up, like, more by your neck.
They're like a t-shirt, almost. It's like a silicone suit. They go some extreme level. They're expensive, though. If you want good quality, but you wanted to have the best experience that where you could still be a guy, they have these with cross-dress. I remember going to drag shows. I'm like, how do they get those boobs? They look so real. But now I know. They make these slip-on shirt-like things. They're skin tight and they look like perfect breasts. You know, they look fake as hell, but and they even have like built-in bras where it's part of the outfit, where it's like a, you know, it's like a sexy lingerie looking bra where you don't have to wear a bra of your own. It kind of like, it's all part of the suit from ones I've seen. And on Amazon they sell some of them. Some of them are from $200, $300, $400, $500. I mean, I've even some over $1,000 where it's like a whole female body, like it's a suit. Pants, legs, you know, upper torso, breast, hips, butt. They make it all. I mean, if you really want to do this right, you can really make yourself transform with the right attachments. And maybe one day, you know, it's stuff's expensive, but eventually, you know, here and there. It's my lifestyle, and this is what me and Mistress are about, and that's where we're going to go.
As a mistress, there's certain things that I wasn't, you know, expecting to encounter. One of them was, you know, dating or even being with a sissy. And like I said in a previous episode, I wasn't too crazy about it in the beginning. I kind of just wanted a regular sub. But as time went on, you know, he slowly introduced me into, you know, what sissies do and why he liked it. And it kind of grew on me over time. And there's a lot of fun things that you can gain from being with a sissy that, or just a sub in general, is like, you know, stuff like we do the whole panty shopping. Like, if you were with a regular sub and they didn't wear panties, you wouldn't be able to do that. Like, the fact that we can go panty shopping and, or bra shopping, and there's, like, a lot of times where, you know, like, I'll talk about wanting, like, a different type of bra or, like, a specific bra, and he'll go and get it for me right away, and he'll also order some for himself too. Like, he gets excited about it, and it's actually something that I really appreciate, because, you know, bras are kind of expensive and I don't really want to spend money on them, and he goes out of his way to make sure that I'm taken care of and I got what I need. And then on top of that, there's just like a lot of other different things. Like, I never thought in a million years I would have been touching my boyfriend's boob or fake boob, which is like weird to think about, but it's unique and it's different, and it actually slightly turned me on, especially the whole nipple thing. I love nipples, and just different stuff like that. If there's any doms listening who, you know, may have a couple sissy subs, or, you know, we're in the situation where they're like, yeah, you know, I don't really know how I feel about this, I would say just give it a chance, because you never know what's going to grow on you over time eventually, and you can actually really learn to like it and even love it. Alright guys, we're going to wrap this episode up here. Thank you guys so much for listening once again to yet another episode of Femdom Lust. Next episode, we're going to be talking about domination and what doms do. It's only fair since we talked about what sissy and subs do. So stay tuned for that, and see you guys soon.